Journal entry 121. I waited forever. At least it felt like forever. A couple of days. I had almost convinced myself that I wasn't going to get the information on where and when the meeting was going to be held. I had to make excuses about a dozen times over the last couple of days on why I couldn't leave Bear Country. About 3 a.m. yesterday morning, I hear a knock on my door. A runner hands me a note with a destination and the word now. He's gone before I could say thank you or get more information. I arrived at the destination printed on the note, only to be blindfolded and taken somewhere else after I had arrived. It was an apartment somewhere, not on the first floor. I think we went up 4 flights of stairs. I lost count. It's hard to climb stairs when you're blindfolded. The apartment was blacked out. Candles lit the room. I counted 20 people, some of which I've never seen before. Tribe leaders from a part of town I never adventure into. When we arrived, we were told not to talk to each other. A few head nods were exchanged when you recognize someone. We mostly stared at each other. Hess walked into the room and said that what she had to say was not up for debate. We could follow her battle plan or leave now and fight the Black Cobras on our own. Each of us was given a piece of paper with instructions on what our tribe was expected to do. Hess insisted we not share the information with each other. After the meeting, we were blindfolded again and returned to our original destinations. Maddie.